some fire trucks. So
yeah,
but no, I don't know. Reggae just puts you in a good mood, dude.
I mean, hey. I guess that's if that's part of your morning person routine. That's
no, it's, I mean, it is and it's not. Kyle and Krista spent the night at our house last night. They came over and hung out. Our singer. And
our
manager. And
wait, is your manager her girlfriend?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, she was a PR major.
I didn't know that.
Which is a very fortuitous coincidence.
Good word.
Like SAT words.
Yeah, dude, fortuitous is one of mine.
Fortuitous is a good...
I used it the
kind
other...
kind of rolls off the tongue. Fortuitous.
Used that the other day at work, and I have a buddy at work who... we talk about big words a lot and shit, and like...
It's pleasantly pretentious.
Yeah, well, like, he comes over and talks to me about it. And, like, I always give him new words. And then he, like, finds a way the next day to use the words I've given him in sentences.
Yeah.
Dude, I gave him sovereign, and he used sovereignty, like, 6 times the next day. I was like, bro, that was too far.
Like, you done.
Yeah, oh, man, it was...
You know what pisses me off? Hmm. People who know words too well.
Oh, who correct you when you use them incorrectly? That kind of person?
No, well, that does too. But people who use words strictly by the dictionary definition and don't take...
There's no syntactical...
Yeah, like, colloquialisms, yeah. Like, into account, don't accept that words have meaning sometimes that...
That is not based on Webster.
Assigned to them. Yeah.
Not a Webster definition.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, oh, you didn't use that word right. Like, yeah, go fuck yourself.
Like when I use dicked.
Dicked. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. So part of the thing about reggae, now that the listeners have heard exactly half of this conversation, right, used off the rocker.
Chris woke up in the morning today.
I did. So, in the actual morning. And yeah. Not like to use the bathroom.
No.
I did use the bathroom.
This is a PSA to let people know that today Chris is a morning person for real.
I was. So, Kyle and Krista were sleeping in the band room, which is adjacent to our kitchen.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh man, like, they said they wanted to be up at 11. I was going to be up at 11 to try to work on some stuff, but I woke up at 8 o'clock. And so I was like, I'm going to bake some biscuits. I've got some eggs. I don't have a whole lot of food. But who doesn't like scratch biscuits?
Yeah, no right? Shit.
And then I was like, I really want to listen to music. And I was like, I can't listen to music because I'm going to wake them up. But I was like, you know what? Nobody can be mad if they wake up to breakfast in bed and reggae music.
That's
period.
Unfair. That's
be mad.
I think that's a fair assumption.
And I equated it to like the yuppies who wake up to like rainfall.
Yeah.
Right? Like, reggae music is sort of the rainfall mood of... Of punk kids.
Yeah. No, like, reggae is the morning biscuits of punk. This episode better be called Morning Biscuits.
This is the Name Redacted podcast. We have a killer episode lined up for you. And by that, I mean I'm standing by the door with a steak knife waiting for Colin to come.
Oh god, it's a pun that doesn't hurt. Like,
I hate how long I was sitting on that. I wish I just came up with that.
Oh, man.
I can't write that off as witty and sound conscious.
Dude, like, you should have just run with it. Like, I would have been totally okay with taking it through that. Would have been like, yeah, no, off the top of my head, perfect. Yeah. Like, I would have believed it. I would have bought it 100%. Oh, man. So, I'm Alexander Fulmer.
I'm Chris Nielsen.
Welcome to the Name Redacted podcast show. We're waiting on our third host, Colin Norris, and hopefully he'll get here within time enough for us to do this and me to still make it to work.
Dead or alive.
Yeah. Coming through that door. There's just a hatchet and a knife waiting. That'd be... Oh my god, we should just do that. Record it.
We should do that. Would actually be very funny. I would love that.
We were the worst kind of people.
I think deep down Colin would love it somewhere too. You would never admit it, but I think he would be pretty stoked on it.
But we have a lot of free time in terms of getting everything prepared for new guests and whatnot, so right now, it's one of those things where we're just kind of
free time is a relative term.
Yeah, it really is.
We have occupied time.
We have occupied time.
By the podcast.
But like,
you know, we haven't done it in a while. We can't do it right now. But we haven't done a Q&A in a long time.
We really haven't. There's been a lot of stuff we haven't done in a long time, and we hadn't done anything in a long time, really.
Well, yeah.
But,
we suck.
Man, everything got away from us. Like, everything.
It wasn't just to make excuses for it.
No. Just, it all got away from us. That's the full stop.
Time is speeding by. I heard Chris Hardwick had Leo Laporte on The Nerdist, which I thought was very interesting because they're both, you know, podcast dynamos. I don't know. That's a terrible word. But they were talking about how they feel that technology, the constant ADD of technology, is causing us to, like, lose track of time.
I totally get that.
And I completely agree. That time's fucking flying by. Granted, I'm also, you know, we are also hitting that age where, like, stereotypically speaking, time, like,
flies by,
speeds up, you know, yeah, I mean, but...
gets rough. Like, it's
our society has now entered its mid-20s, and nobody can pay attention to anything.
I mean, it's...
because we're all too busy.
It's super rough, like, especially considering, like, you see people that are just constantly just cell phone oriented all the time.
As I'm staring at myself.
Yeah, like, and it's one of those weird phenomena because, like, I don't do that very much.
Yeah.
At least not in comparison to most of the kids our age and whatnot, or I guess people our age, because I'm not a kid anymore.
Yeah, you're always a kid.
Always a kid.
It's like women are always girls and guys are always boys.
Yeah, that's pretty much. But yeah, like I keep looking at like the world around me and noticing, like, the only time I'm super heavily on my phone is when I'm bored at work and I need to burn time up, and it's way less conspicuous than reading a comic book.
I'm sure reading a comic book on your phone.
Like. Well, like, because I've read comics at work and shit, and, like, unless it's either a super slow day or I'm somewhere where there's nobody around,
right,
I can't get away with it.
Yeah.
But,
oh,
like,
you know what I miss? This is so terrible. I miss working at Lowe's reading the tabloids.
I
love reading tabloids.
I feel like
I would never actually devote time to it. But when you're just working the night shift
at a
grocery store, like, Jesus Christ, there's nothing better.
That's the thing is that, like, I know a lot of people read tabloids because they, like, truly believe that bullshit. But, like, I would just read tabloids, like, simply from an entertainment perspective as being something that's like, oh my God, it's a tiny little novel.
Well, there's a split, right? There's a rift. Because half of the tabloids are, in fact, true and just utterly mundane gossip.
Yeah.
And those are fun.
And then, like, Bat Boy runs for Congress is never...
Yes,
yeah. That was the first...
Teacher marries 5-year-old student who's an alien from Mars.
Yeah. Like, I remember the first time I ever saw a tabloid and it registered as being weird. Like, because I used to go to the grocery store all the time with my parents and see, like, Star and all that other shit,
right,
and then National Enquirer.
Yeah. And the National Enquirer is, ironically, actually one of the more legitimate ones now.
Yeah, I've heard they've
sort of crossed over into the Us Weekly territory.
But I remember seeing a cover one time, and it was a guy with bat ears and, like, a bat face, and it was like, the Bat Boy runs for Congress, and I was like, and I was too young to, like, really grasp what was going on, and I was like, are there bat people?
Like, how have I not heard of
it? I was so excited, because I was like, oh my God, that's a real thing.
Yeah, like, some asinine amount of their fucking revenue is, like, devoted to lawsuits.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's part of their business model.
Yeah.
It's just like, I mean, I guess it's part of any company's business model, really, but not, like, 75% of your fucking revenue.
Yeah.
But then again, all you have to do is read 1,000 words on nothing.
Yeah,
well, because it's pretty easy to do.
Well, I think the business model for tabloids is kind of brilliant, though, because, like, if you think about it, a tabloid is literally just telling a story. And I don't know how people get mad about, like, tabloids lying about them. It's a tabloid.
A lot of people love it.
Yeah, but, like, there are, like, famous people that get mad about tabloids being, like, talking shit about them. And I'm like, it's tabloid. Like,
I think that falls into the, and I know this is, like, a logical fallacy, but I think that falls into the no press is bad press category.
Yeah.
Right? It's just kind of like, they're talking shit about you, but it's obviously just fucking ridiculous.
Well, like, I've never met somebody who, like, is... First of all, what is it going to hurt your career at all if a tabloid reports something that's unfounded?
I think it's less about your career and more about your personal life. Right.
But still.
Because especially in the tabloids that exist in that uncanny valley of like, is this true?
Oh, yeah.
You know, that like, Brad Pitt's banging so-and-so. And oh. Angelina Jolie's like, wait, I know this is Us Weekly, but like... Yo, what's up with that? Right? Like,
Dude, I remember when I was a kid, I thought Us Weekly was like a legitimate non tabloid. Right? Like, I thought Us Weekly was like...
journalism.
I thought it was real journalism. Because, like, it was so professional on the covers. And, like... Yeah. And like in it, and there was nothing super crazy on the cover.
Right.
It was never like Batboy or Aliens or anything like that. It was always like, this stupid celebrity is having sex with this stupid celebrity.
And to be fair, I mean, I'm sorry, I almost feel bad saying this, but to a certain level, it is true in air quotes. It's just not verified.
In Terabay?
Yeah, in Terabay. I think they're one of the publications that is sort of the... It's all rumors, it's all gossip, right? Yeah. But I think they're one of the tabloids that is legitimately more or less trying to bring you the truth. Now, granted, that truth isn't relevant to anyone's life. But I think that they're not...
Still doesn't know the address.
Really? I don't either. It's in my GPS. I don't know. That's stupid. This is all stupid.
I'm actually really enjoying this conversation a lot.
I like rhetoric.
I like tabloids.
I like tabloids too. I mean, my my favorite part of it was I got to know the lady who delivered the tabloids, and so I would ask her like what the digs were like what do I need to read while I'm here at the establishment I work for, just bored off my tits.
See, this brings me back to the internet thing where BuzzFeed. It's just tabloids for the internet.
Yo, dude, BuzzFeed is hitting... First of all, we were on BuzzFeed. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Wait, what do you mean we?
We, me and you.
Oh, no, I'm aware of that. I've seen...
I wasn't saying you. I was saying, I don't know, they.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly, you...
Clearly, I know.
Yeah, the other day, I got curious. I did a reverse photo search on it.
Didn't you say a bunch of it was like Hispanic fucking like...
Russian. By and large, it's just weird Russian websites. They just were
love
just,
me.
Oh, just...
Just
stupid
love
top 10 BuzzFeed Russian websites.
Just me kicking the shit out of Cheston.
Yeah, just all about it. Fucking just any chance the Russians get the fuck. I think it's propaganda.
Probably. Like, look at these fat Americans beating the shit out of each other in armor.
Yeah,
like,
this is what Americans do. Yeah. You know what? They're right.
I mean, because there's verifiable proof because we did it.
Yeah.
For those of you who do not know, there is a picture of myself and our friend Cheston Harris.
Well, I'll put the BuzzFeed article in the show
notes. We will.
Notes.
We'll put it in the show notes.
I hate committing to stuff, but...
Okay. Yeah. But, like, anyway, we... Like, there's a picture of Cheston and myself that has showed up on... several internet website, like, type, internet website. Website type things, that,
as opposed to those nice, tangible paper websites.
Yeah, paper websites. But, like, it's showed up on several of them, and, Chris is in the background.
I am. I'm the top comment on Reddit.
You are. I love Drunk Mario.
Drunk Hipster Mario.
Yes. But it's a fun little picture, and if you get a chance to check out the show comments, please do. Because we think you guys will get a good laugh out of it, so do that.
It's funny. It's utterly ridiculous.
The timing of it, like it hit number 8 on Reddit's best timing.
Yeah, we were on the front page of Reddit.
Yeah, we were
Reddit proper.
Yeah, we were on the very front page. Of Reddit for,
my only,
for like
my
day.
Only. This is so braggy. My only worry is like, did we waste our 15 minutes?
Oh, yeah.
like,
I'm banking on all this shit that
the
podcast
is never gonna go anywhere. Time machine's gonna... I'm gonna die playing fucking music I wrote when I was fucking 20 that nobody cares about.
And we wasted our 15 minutes on me kicking a guy in the chest who looks like me.
Yeah.
Like...
I guess there's worse ways to waste your 15 minutes. Like, you could be a pedophile.
You could be William Hung.
Yeah.
Nah, he made a pretty decent amount of money.
That's
like,
pretty good 15 minutes.
Yeah.
You could be...
But you're
remembered
in such a really...
What's
way.
The douche nostril? Douche nostril? The douche nostril. You like my Sean Connery impression?
Douche nostril.
Douche nostril. The douche nozzle fucking in Florida I almost said don't ask, don't tell. Stand your ground, Zimmerman. That's a much, much worse way to get your 15 minutes. So
shooting some guy.
Hey, at least I'm not running around shooting minorities. I'm just getting drunk and hitting my friends.
Yeah, well, so perfect.
It's funny thing about that. It's consensual, people.
Funny thing about that story.
Nay, requested.
He asked me to do it. No, the funny thing about that story is if you look at all those people in that photo, there is one sober person. It was me!
Right, that's the irony in all of it. Ah, Holden.
Well, yeah, that's true. But Holden's, like, barely visible. I love... Superman my favorite
is phoned in.
My favorite comment on that whole... on the whole thread was that. Our friend Holden is wearing a fucking Superman shirt and, like, just completely oblivious of the fact that it's Halloween. And, like, some dude's like, it's a really phoned-in Superman costume. It was perfect. It was, like, the perfect comment.
To be fair, once he was at the party, he was no longer oblivious that it was Halloween. He's not just completely unaware.
It's not like he's surrounded by people dressed up.
It's not unusual for people in Greensboro to throw theme parties and stuff, so. Yeah.
I'd love to throw a fucking, like, oh, my God, Halloween in, like, fucking June would be great.
I've always wanted to do, March, I don't know, 6 months from Halloween, right? Because that's the whole thing, like Christmas in July, half birthdays, the whole 6 month March.
Yeah, we should
really want to do it. Because Halloween is such a big holiday here.
Oh man, last night there was actually a conversation between a couple of my coworkers I walked in on. In the back in the valve section, there's three dudes who work in the back that where I used to work, and one of the leads was back there, and it's all four of them were black dudes. And they're saying,
I think having Halloween be a big holiday has something to do with having a moderately liberal arts school in the center of our city.
That's the thing, is that the lead guy used to work at Party City, and he was like, Halloween is a big white person holiday. And this is coming from and he was like, as a black person, like, I never see other black people come in and spend like hundreds of dollars on Halloween. Like, we just don't do it. It's not our thing.
And this is admittedly racist, and I am an asshole.
Yeah, well.
Blackula. I support it. Blackula's awesome.
Blackula is great. I'm all about Blackula. But no, the
nice
guy
little Scrubs,
like,
reference. I'm into it.
Well, the guy was like, my lead was like, yeah, dude, like, white people come in and they buy, like, they bring their whole family. And
white people are crazy.
Well, like, it's the holiday where, like, well, he said this, too. Like, it's kind of a whole thing. He was like, I'll give it to you, though. If you're going to do a party, like, or if you're going to do a thing, like, do the thing.
Yeah.
Like, so he's like, white people will come in and they'll buy, like, not just the costume, but, like, the costume, the accessories, the earrings, the makeup, the whole nine. They'll buy everything. And usually black customers will come in and they'll buy, like, a Power Rangers costume and they'll leave. And, like, that's it. And like, I was thinking about that and I was like, you know, like, I've met a lot of, like, my black friends that love Halloween and shit, too. But, like, he is totally right. Like, the majority of people that are totally about Halloween, he said white people, and then he was like Hispanic people too. Apparently, Hispanic people.
I can see that.
I didn't know that, like, Hispanic when Hispanic people went and did that.
Hopefully I'm not just spouting off bullshit from my mouth right now. But they've got the whole, at least Mexico,
Dia de los Muertos, like the Day of the Dead thing, yeah. But I don't think it's the same day or anything.
No, it's not, but at the same time, I mean, that's...
Maybe it reminds them of that, which would be,
a similar celebration.
Which I think is cool, but like, it was funny.
Like, if you went somewhere else and they didn't celebrate Christmas, but they had some sort of other end of the year holiday. Like, this is Christmas.
It was kind of funny, because, like, he was talking about it, and like I said, like, all four of the other dudes that were back there were black, and that was just me. And my friend DJ's back there, and he looks over at me, and he goes, look, man, I'll say it to you like this. If I ever get invited to two Halloween parties, one's for black people, one's for white people, I'm going to that fucking white people party. And I was like, what? And he was like, you guys just do a better Halloween. You just do. And I was like, all right, fair. We love that shit. And then Brian said, like, the lead said the most racist shit I've ever heard in my life. He said, because he was talking about how...
So, Colin, we're being racist.
No, we're not being racist. I'm talking about...
Not yet.
I'm talking about...
Oh, shit, I didn't kill Colin. I fucked up. I didn't kill you.
He said, we're having a killer episode today. And by that, I mean I'm standing by the front door with a knife waiting for Colin to get here.
Are we recording right now?
Yes.
Oh, hey, everybody. Hey, guys.
Colin just showed up from work. But no, like... Brian, the lead, was back there, and this is the guy that used to work at
Party City. God, did we talk that much that Colin thought that we weren't recording?
I don't know, maybe. That was a good save.
Thank you.
What was that even?
That was my dropped beer across the room.
Jesus.
Is that going to help himself? You're correct.
I don't give a shit. It's Corona. He could have had some of the bells in there. I don't give a shit.
No, I'm kind of in the mood for a shitty Mexican beer because it's light.
Yeah.
Right.
But so, like, so Brian then says, the most racist thing I've ever heard in my life. Brian, like, I mentioned how much like white people love Halloween, just like he did, and then I was like, and like he said something about black people loving Christmas, and I was like, white people don't love Christmas because it usually involves drama for us,
right?
And he goes, no, white people like Halloween because they're devils, and black people love Christmas because they're angels. And then everybody stops for a second, and then just starts laughing, and I was like, Brian, that was so racist, and he was like, I don't have a filter.
I'll buy it.
I was like,
subscribe to that.
I was like, wow.
Well, you know, there's the whole, they don't know Adam, but the whole Adam Callis theory that, I don't even know if you believe this or not, but it sounds like somebody would. That we're, like, all white people are just vampires. Right? That's one of those, like, fringe batshit, like, conspiracy theories that, like, white people are just, like, descendants of Romania and, like,
we're totally vampires. Totally bowing out of that one.
Well, there is the theory in the Nation of Islam that, you know, that white people were created in a lab. And, yeah.
What kind of lab existed?
I'm just saying.
We can't do that now, can we? I guess we
could.
Sort of.
That's how Colin came here.
Planned Parenthood's selling baby parts, so...
you know, that whole conversation is so interesting. Yo, Fulmer.
Yeah?
Can I get a tiny bit of that juice in my beer?
Okay.
Do you want juice in your beer?
Yeah, because of Corona.
You make a little shandy? Like...
Yeah, I don't know how we're going to do this.
Do you have a funnel? Get a funnel. Get a funnel? A
little flask funnel?
No, good. I got
you. Okay. Because Planned Parenthood is simultaneously... selling baby parts and not.
Yeah, because they're
selling
not.
Baby parts. No, they're not.
I saw somebody post it's like everybody's all up in arms about this lion Cecil, but nobody cares.
That's an excellent idea.
But nobody cares about the babies getting chopped up and sold. And like,
well, see, then that's not true.
Yeah, that's people care true. About babies getting chopped up and sold. I read about that one. I think it was called the Bible.
Yeah.
Actually, yes, literally in the Bible. That's the. Yeah. But actually, the Bible was in support of chopping up the babies, sort of.
I mean,
right? That was the whole King Solomon, yeah. I should say, not the Bible. A little more. Let's make it pink. I want to look like a nice little mimosa right there.
Beer, oh, mimosa?
Dude, I'm into it. This is
a big mistake.
I am classier than your rhythm guitar player.
Who's rhythm guitar player?
I am in rare form tonight.
That's fair.
I've had... a excruciatingly awesome week.
Good.
Did you have a best week ever?
No. It's not like that. It's been excruciating, but I've had a fun time. It's been a long week. I am preparing to go out of town for a couple of weeks. I'm gearing up to start a job. I've got a whole lot of...
What job?
Shenanigans. I'm going to be a barista.
Where at?
I didn't correct Chris. You corrected me. Baristo, Alex. Fuck you, Colin.
Yeah, I used to do that, and then I decided I didn't care.
Yeah. Take my approach. Fuck it.
Life sucks.
Get used to it. Yeah. Fuck it.
With Frisky Dan. Frisky Dan's gonna be my boss.
Oh, okay, right on. All right.
Yeah, it's like I am such a fucking hipster, dude. Like indie. Privately owned
coffee house,
coffee roasting,
cool
coffee house place.
Right on.
Sounds like a good time. And I'm gonna be working with one of my best friends. So
and you're gonna have money.
Yeah.
Hey.
I'll be in not much, but so
enough to pay bills.
Enough
and
to pay bills.
Like drive to places.
Yeah,
which is helpful.
And cons.
Yeah,
and cons. That's true. Now that I don't have to pay for coffee.
Yeah. Right.
Now that we don't have to pay for
coffee. I will pay for Heroes every year. Like, I don't want to work.
I will volunteer for Heroes every year.
No shit.
Because that's the best of both worlds.
Oh, man. It's weird coming right from work. Because I'm just like, in work mode.
Yeah,
right now. Like, especially because I asked my boss at 8:15. I was like, all right, dude, can I? Like, it's fucking slow.
Believe it or not, I have obligations that do not coincide with my being here.
You do?
No, you did at work.
Oh,
you are off it, dude.
Yeah, I am off right now, dude. Oh,
man.
Plus, I have had zero caffeine today.
Yeah?
I have not had any caffeine.
I had about a full pot of coffee.
Yeah, that's usually me. Usually it's like,
I
walk into Starbucks and I'm like, let me get a train to cold brew. Sweetened with coconut milk. Yes, coconut milk. That's a good little shandy.
Yeah.
Pretty good. But yeah, like this week has been kind of crazy, and I've got an even crazier weekend ahead of me because I've got Joe and Cecily's engagement party.
Right, which is going to be so much fun.
And then Sunday night is Olivia's birthday party.
Right.
Which
I'm not going to be present for.
It's fine.
Right.
And I will be working. So
this.
I can't be there either.
You can come by before on the way to work.
It starts at 9, right?
It's cool.
Yeah, I just can't do it.
I feel underdressed.
Well, are you serious? I'm wearing a Bricks shirt that has grease stains on
it. Yeah, and he's wearing a Foresight Country Club shirt.
Because I have to.
Where's in other words, you're not wearing a work shirt.
I want a Blockbuster shirt.
Oh my God, please.
My brother has one. He bought it at a thrift shop.
Beat him up and take it.
Yeah, I should.
You could take him.
I don't know. Tyler's pretty big.
I don't know, man.
I can
take him just on sheer tenacity alone.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I don't even know how to describe that.
We used to have Corona margaritas.
Corona,
yeah,
I think that's Corona upside down,
and it's kind of weird. I don't understand I think it's just like the absinthe spoon. I don't think there's any real utility
to
the beer being upside down. But
do what you want, I guess.
It's a good gimmick.
It's a very good gimmick. We've actually had people ask us to do that at the country club, and I was like, no.
You're like, that's some redneck ass white trash shit.
Not doing that shit.
You realize you're at a country club, right?
Yeah.
Like, we're not doing that because
they don't give a fuck. Tomorrow night's never ending margarita.
Now, if you asked us to do that with a land shark and a tequila sunrise, we might be able to work something out.
Tomorrow night's fucking, we are the most drunk country club I've ever been to.
Yeah.
I've talked to my other friends who like work at Maple Chase and different places, and I'm like, so tell me about like your drinking culture. And they're like, it's not so bad. Like, we close the bar every single night at the right time. I'm like, oh. Because like, it's fucking sad like how drunk these people get.
Would you say you work at the New York Pizza of country clubs?
I would say that. I would say that I work at the New York Pizza of country clubs. Like, parents staying in the bar until kids club lets out. And then the kids club childcare people bringing the kids down to the bar saying, take your children home. You're wasted. So
sounds like a bowling alley.
It very much so. It's like, put a bowling alley inside New York Pizza, call it a country club, and that's what you got. That's what it is.
That's a place that I want to be.
That's a place where I'd like to observe. to say nothing of the of
God, I wish we had a divey ass bowling alley. That was worth the shit. Like a divey ass bowling alley with like a cool clientele.
Creekside's pretty divey. There's a really good divey one in Wilmington on Oleander. Like, it's like, it is straight out of the Big Lebowski.
Yeah? Like, I want the kind of bowling alley that has punk shows. I want the bowling alley from Josie and the Pussycats.
Well, that's a cartoon.
No, the movie.
That's a movie.
It's a movie based on a cartoon.
I like the movie, actually.
It's a movie based on a comic book.
That was based on a cartoon. No, the cartoon was based on the comic book, but the movie is based on the cartoon that was based on the comic book. Boom.
Semantics.
We're splitting.
Semantics.
Where's our infrequent host?
He's at work.
Okay.
John works second.
Being infrequent.
So, being infrequent.
Yeah.
I was really looking forward to another round of Reggie Town. I was really looking forward to a free beer that I got anyway, I guess.
Yeah.
This doesn't count, though.
No, it does not.
You're not going 3 for 3.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
No, you're not going back out.
I was really bummed when I pulled out in the lead on the first one, and then Chris was like, LOL, JK, I win. I was like, motherfucker.
That tiebreaker was intense, though.
No, I was not happy.
I'm going for the hat trick.
I was not happy.
Yo, that shit is...
That was awesome. That was my gift from Joe.
What are you doing?
Of Joe and Cecily.
Break it down.
I got... Oh, man.
Ah, shit, I gotta get them an engagement present. God damn it.
See, I was thinking about not doing the engagement present and just doing 2 wedding presents.
Is an engagement present a thing?
I don't know. That's why I didn't... That's why I was wondering about that. Because I was like, he got me a housewarming gift. But, like, I never heard of an engagement present. I've only heard of wedding presents.
Seems
I was like...
Seems like tipping the mailman for Christmas.
Right? Like,
but don't you do that? You
know, yeah, but
for Christmas.
But I don't do that. Do you do that?
But
I
do you?
I mean, people do that. Really? But do you do that?
I've done it before when I lived in a house. I haven't.
I've never had a mailman that I knew well enough to tip, I don't think.
I just left a little
not
envelope.
A long time.
I left an envelope with $20 in there.
Yeah. You're just right.
Mailman.
But here's the...
That's beautiful.
That is I so assume beautiful. Your name is Bob. Like, that's...
You come back 2 days after Christmas, and it's in your mailbox. It's returned for improper posting.
Oh, man. Like, but there's no money in it.
It's just the envelope.
That would be fucking brilliant.
I would love that. I would love every bit of that.
It'd be even better if you, like... If he actually put, like, a thank you card with proper postage and shit in it. And, like...
Put the stamps in
the
card.
Put
the
stamps in
the
card,
envelope.
Yeah. That's
oh,
what I was
man,
thinking.
That'd be great. Have you
but
ever seen... What was that whole thing? Like, I don't think you can get away with this anymore. But, like, remember the whole, like, Well, first of all, there was the whole... Bobby had a baby, it's a boy.
Yeah, you know? I thought about that the other
right?
day.
Yeah.
I thought about that actual commercial the other day.
People used to do that. People used to do that with mail, too.
Yeah.
Reverse addressing your mail.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't put proper postage on your mail.
Okay.
You put your address, and you put the other person's return address, and you drop it in a post office mailbox.
So it gets returned to sender.
Right.
Yes.
And the sender is the recipient.
Gotcha. That's actually kind of brilliant.
It is brilliant. It's super brilliant. Good job, Chris.
I didn't come up with that. I wish I came up with that.
Chris,
people
just take credit, man.
Okay.
Just start
sort of
taking
like,
credit.
It's sort of like poor man's copyright where you...
Yeah, except
you
know, it works.
Yourself.
Yeah, because poor man's copyright doesn't work anymore.
No, it absolutely
poor man's
does.
Copyright never worked. The only
you remember when we were in
poor man's copyright works is because by definition, anything you write is copywritten. So you don't have to fucking
dude,
prove that's copyrighted.
TJ,
or
poor man's
it
trademark.
So you can defend it.
Do you remember TJ when we were there and he was like talking about the poor man's copyright thing and he was like, it also is flawed because I went like to a friend of mine
that
works at
the... TJ.
Was it not TJ?
No, that was Tremel.
Was it Tremel?
Yeah.
I thought it was TJ.
Yeah,
it
was Tremel.
What is ramen noodle wrestling?
Okay.
I wonder
right
too. I want to know.
Just message Kit and ask her.
So,
wait, she going to do it?
She said who's going to ramen noodle wrestling.
Is that Kohler? Kohler? Kohler. That's how they say that. The hookah bar that's not.
Oh, whatever.
How are you
I'm too old for hookah bars.
It's not a hookah bar. It was a hookah bar. And then
now
they started serving alcohol. And then they stopped doing hookah. But it's still called Kohinoor Palace.
So it's a bar.
They have the best open mic night. That's the place that has like the super depressing anti-humor open mic night.
Oh, man.
Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah.
But anyway, so like... He was talking about the poor man's copyright thing. And he was like, I had a friend that worked at the post office... And I just went up to him one day and I was like, hey, are you able to like,
post
date? Like, he was like, yeah, like, post date a, like, a, like, my mail? And he goes, what date do you need it for? Like, the guy just, like,
was
the guy
kind of alarming?
Himself.
Like,
yeah.
How often does that happen? I guess, like, man.
Like, oh, I sent my bill out
that
on
that is
this
how
day.
I'm going to file my taxes from now on.
Yeah. But, oh, man. I file my taxes so fast. As soon as I get all my W-2s, they're done. Like,
yeah, I try to get them done as soon as possible.
God,
just because I don't want to.
No idea how many times.
The turnaround is so fast.
Scooted in the door of a locked post office at 12:02 in the morning trying to not commit a felony.
Yeah. Dude, we like, my family has always been about, like, you got your W-2s? Okay, we're done. Like...
Just get it done.
Well, not only that, but, like, you get it back faster. You don't have to wait. If there is something wrong, you know quicker, so you don't have a fucking huge penalty to pay. Like, it's just better. It's easier.
Just got my car registered today. That was a year out of registration.
That's how I lost my license.
Chris.
You know what the beautiful part is, though? It was my mom's car, because my car was broken. My mom had an extra car, so I was driving her car. And I got pulled over, like, 6 times. And all the cops were like, whose car is this? And I was like, oh, it's my mom's car. And they're like... Well, your mom really fucked you. Have a good night. I never got a ticket.
See, that's how I lost my license. I didn't take care of it in time. They were like, no more license.
Dude, like, we have, we've been working on all this stuff for getting Trisha set up. My girlfriend moved down here. So we're working on getting her all set up and whatnot, which means that we have to do all the car stuff.
Yeah.
And all the, like, residency stuff and, like, the DMV shit. And I'm just like, ah, man, it's just...
You know what's a bitch?
All of that. All of the things I said.
Networked computers.
Yeah.
Because prior to, like, 10 years ago, you could just, like, not do that.
Yeah.
And nobody would know.
Yeah. And nobody would get... Dude, I mean, Ben, my buddy Ben...
Still. That's still surprisingly true, actually. Did you know, like, the police departments, like, don't talk unless, like...
Unless there's, like, a nationwide manhunt, yeah.
And, like, even still, like, usually not.
Like, and it's crazy. Like, my friend Ben has been here for, like, 3 years, still has Colorado plates.
Yeah?
Still has Colorado plates.
Shit. You can really,
They don't even care, though. Like, he's been here 3 years. Three.
The man that we interviewed on the podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Well, they do care. It's taxes. The only thing they care about is taxes. So they actually do care. They just don't care.
Yeah. But, like, I just thought it was so funny because I was like, Ben, do you really not? And he was like, yeah, just don't swish it. Speaking of Ben, when Ben was over here, Justin Paul showed us the coolest thing in the world. It's called Space Team.
Space Team.
Space Team.
Okay, what is Space Team?
It's a game on your phone.
Okay.
It's a parlor game. And basically, what you do is command the Starship Enterprise.
Yep.
Oh, so is it like FTL?
It gives you instructions. You then have to shout those instructions out.
It's
someone in
your
group.
Two or more people. And you have to, like, and it's instructions like turn the X thing to just 4 and push the what button and the blah blah.
I'm downloading
this. Oh, dude, it's so good.
And somebody in your group has the equipment on their panel to do whatever the command is.
Yeah. Like,
and
if they're like,
maybe
turn
it's you,
on.
Maybe it's not.
If it's like, turn on the Zeta Beam, maybe I'll have Zeta Beam. And if it's like. Some of them were really funny.
Some of them are funny.
Some were really.
Stop shouting.
Stop shouting is a good one.
Also, when you are coming up on an asteroid, everybody has to shake their phone. If you're coming up on a wormhole, you got
to turn
it
upside
down.
You have to play upside down.
Yeah.
The panels will fall off and swing, and like ooze will come
and
down.
And you gotta like move them and like put them back in place and fix them. Sometimes it's just random symbols that mean something that you don't
what
even
is
know.
Is it just
they are.
Do you just get on like
either Wi-Fi or Bluetooth? Everybody has to connect around you.
Yeah.
It's either all Android or all Apple devices.
On Bluetooth. On Wi-Fi,
on Bluetooth,
you can do it with anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
you can even play on here.
Yeah.
Yes, we did. In fact, I downloaded it.
It's actually nice.
Yeah. It's real big.
I am downloading that right now.
We're gonna
the next time we're all just hanging out drinking, not recording.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're playing.
We might even end this 5 minutes early to get a couple rounds in.
Honestly, it's a good game to play with your family at Christmas.
Yeah, it's real fun.
It's that kind of...
Make it all the way to level 9.
It's fun.
So hard.
It's challenging, but the rules are simple.
Man, the one that seemed most challenging to me, there's been two that have been really hard that are stipulations that get added. One of them is when...
The symbols are just...
The symbols! Stupid. Like, there's some that are pictures, and that's real easy. Because you're just like, it's a guy sitting on a toilet.
You have to describe the picture.
Yeah. Like, it's an eye crying.
It can be weird. We got into some trouble because me and Alex were calling something a D12 and nobody else knew
it. I had a D20 and a D12 pop up on my screen. And, like, there were not, like, girlfriend and Ben don't play tabletop games.
Yeah.
So, like, I was like, D12! And everybody was like, boo!
I don't even know what else you would call that.
I don't either.
12-sided die?
No, but hexagram, like, or something.
But if,
like,
yeah, if you don't know what a 12-sided die looks like, you don't know what it is.
But that's the thing, is that when I see that, all I think of is dice.
Well, that's the point of the pictures, right? The pictures are meant to cause a breakdown in communication.
Yeah. But, like, the symbols one is stupid because
symbols,
what it does, it takes a word and it turns into random nonsense symbols. That one's real dumb. Another one is called Communication Breakdown, I think, and that's where all the words are like...
Like letters
what
are missing.
What is the Admiral's Club?
Stop being on your phone right now. That is so rude.
I'm sorry, I was looking at Space Team.
Oh. Never mind. That's okay. Space Team is great, though. And I think there's a way to play with, like, multiple teams, and there's a way to play with, like, eight people.
But when you start out, you don't know who's on your team.
Okay.
We're going to have to do that. That's going to be fun.
That's going
to
be tricky.
That's going to be real.
Especially if both teams have the same commands for certain things.
Ooh.
And then you're accidentally hitting something, and then you're like, wait, it flashed red, what? That's not me. Oh, shit, that person's not on my team.
Oh,
fuck, when they say anything that I have, I can't listen to them.
If you fuck it up too much, your spaceship blows up.
Okay.
So what ends up happening is people like Chris will hit all the wrong buttons thinking that doesn't penalize you, when really it does. He's like, I just hit things because it doesn't penalize you. And I was like,
yo, dude, you're breaking the
show. Well, to be fair, I only did it when there were symbols.
Yeah, that's fair. That's where we got most of it. I did it too, though. When there were symbols, I was like, whenever anybody called something that I did not have, I was like, let's find out.
Well, you have to. You got to try it, right? You don't know.
Yeah.
Also, can we talk about Big Brigade? And how fucking awesome that show was.
Yeah. That was sick. Alex wasn't there.
I know. You should have been there. It was fucking awesome. Played Metroid front to back in like an hour.
Yeah. I don't know who you're talking about.
It was great. Then we recorded two podcasts that probably won't go to air.
Why not?
They're bad.
Jesus, they're bad.
But we recorded them on microphones with a soundboard and shit.
Where did awesome. We?
Two Locos was good.
Ish.
Ish.
As I it was as good as it ever.
As good as it ever was. And then
I threw up on microphone.
Yeah. And then
after Five Locos.
And then Kyrie, Rob,
Lauren.
And Lauren showed up.
We tried to Z-list.
We tried
knowing Z-list. It probably wasn't going to work.
Yeah, we tried to do Z-list, and
more
then it just turned
a fun thing because everybody was hanging out.
Then it just turned into drunken talking over each other.
Yeah.
Everybody was fucking hammered.
There's a lot of people that have a podcast sober.
If there's one thing that gets to me in a podcast, it's somebody who just, like, refuses to not talk over people. Like, somebody who's constantly just like, you're talking, well, I'm going to talk too right now as you're talking. Like, I hate that.
Yeah.
It's the one thing that just really gets under my skin every time. But other than that, I don't care what you do. Like, as long as you're entertaining and you don't sound like Ben Stein the whole time. Unless you're Ben Stein.
I would listen to that.
Unless you're Ben Stein.
I'll listen to that.
But if you just sound like Ben Stein with that inflection, no. Fuck that guy. That's not Ben Stein.
Overrated, underrated.
Overrated.
Alex Trebek's intelligence.
Overrated.
I don't even know. Because I didn't know that he was thought of as a really intelligent guy. He's just a fucking game show host.
He's a game show.
Yeah, but at the same time, he's so pretentious because he's just like...
That's because he's Canadian.
That's
because he's Canadian.
No!
No, it's because he has all the answers in front of him.
It's because he has all the answers. Because you know who else would be like that?
Me.
Everyone else. You didn't get that? You fucking... Of course it's King Henry VIII, you piece of shit. Like...
You know, I want to see Joel McHale as a fucking game show host.
Oh, yes.
Family Feud. Because he would just rip people a new one.
I like
that. I want to see Liam and Noel Gallagher.
No, I don't want to see them do anything except for just fucking become obscure.
But they would be such a cool game show host.
Terrible. Man, I don't even...
They would be so funny as game show hosts.
While they stabbed each other?
Yeah.
And were hammered?
Perfect. Also, they are two really unattractive men.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're British.
British.
We are just excluding so many. Fuck the Canadians.
Yes.
Fuck the British.
I'm
white
I'm,
people.
I don't
white.
Halloween.
I don't give a shit.
The whites, as it were.
You know, that's how Elvis died.
What?
He didn't give a shit either.
Oh, get out. Get out.
He's kind of right.
Yeah, that was a good pun. That one?
That was...
Was off the top of my dome.
Worth
nice.
It.
Yeah.
Very good. I like it. I'm a fan.
It'll never be the same again. I'm going to say it like 7 more times and then everybody's going to hate it, but...
That's okay. I mean, that's what you do, though. You kill a joke. That's the point.
You have a magnet in your wallet?
Yeah.
Does that not erase your credit cards?
No. It's not that kind of magnet.
What...
It's a magnet.
How many kinds of magnets are there? Is it an electromagnet?
No.
A magnet is a magnet.
No.
Yeah.
No. There it's certain types of magnets. Yeah.
What?
A ferrous metal is a ferrous metal.
Yeah. Alnico is Alnico.
Nah, man. Because if that were the case, all of my credit cards would be erased and not a single one are. Not one. And I've had this wallet for... well over a year.
Do you have a CRT TV?
No.
Oh. Do you have a hard drive?
Not one that I'm going to let you do that to. So, to answer your
why?
Question.
Why? Because I have a whole mess of neuro.
I
want to
test it
maggots.
Dude, I'm telling you, like, if that were really the case, then all of my credit cards would be shot.
You know, when you open up a hard drive, there's a sticker on the hard drive that tells you not to swallow pieces of the hard drive because the rare earth magnets used inside of the hard drive are so strong that if you hold a hard drive, if you hold a magnet to the other side of it, it will literally rip itself through your guts.
Yep.
things just got real serious.
I think I may be maybe making this up, and or I may have seen it in a Law and Order, but that's yes.
So somebody made it up.
Somebody made it up. But I was thinking, like, or it may have been an episode of House, like, where a dude had a bullet lodged left over in him, yeah. And then he got in an MRI.
Oh, shit. Is that... Is that real?
It was a TV show!
No, but I mean, is that real? That's the thing. That's like a comic. Because there's a whole thing about, like certain types of tattoos and MRIs.
I don't think there's any ferrous material inside tattoo ink.
No.
Different kinds of magnets, anyway. They just turn that piece of magnet off.
Yeah, that's...
I don't know, man.
Hey, Magneto can do it.
Magnets, how the fuck did they work?
Fucking science.
Science, that's fucking how.
Rainbows.
How do they work?
Where's girlfriend?
Girlfriend's upstairs. I think she's showering.
She's avoiding our...
Chicanery.
Sure. Man, it gets hijinks.
Hijinks.
I like hijinks. You're not a fan of hijinks.
No, I'm more of a fan of chicanery.
Colin's a fan of hijinks.
I like shenanigans okay.
I'm a fan of hijinks. I mean, as anybody...
Shenanigans kind of piss me off.
I like hijinks. Hijinks are a lot of fun. I'm a fan, especially at cons.
No. Hijinks is real delicate when you get to a con situation.
Hijinks can get you in trouble.
Exactly, which is why in a con situation I feel it's probably more safe to go with
chicanery?
Probably chicanery, yeah. I feel.
Are we being those hyper-literal guys that I hate?
No, I think maybe? We're just talking nonsense.
Maybe we're talking about Gerbil Flabel. Maybe...
I got 12 schmeckles! God, I need to watch the first episode.
Why the fuck do people listen to us talk?
I don't know, man. Do people listen to us talk?
No.
No.
We don't have fans. We don't even have listeners!
No, I think that's the ultimate irony of it, right? Because we have listeners, but in fact, or we have fans, but in fact do not have listeners.
Yeah, right. Like everybody
people
like...
People who are fans of our podcast do not, in fact, actually listen to it.
My mom liked it on Facebook. She hasn't listened to a single fucking episode.
That is terrifying.
Dude, most of our friends that have liked the page have not actually listened to the show, because if they had, our metrics would be way better.
Yeah. And they would mention things that I've said on the show. You
clearly have more friends than I do.
I thought I did, and then my housewarming happened.
I feel so bad.
It's okay. I got all that meat left over.
Alex learned who his real friends are, and his real friends are no one.
Nah, man, I got like, this is probably real revealing of what I was willing to do for that party, but altogether, on food and booze. Just for those 2 days.
A futile attempt to buy popularity.
Like, just for those few days, I spent just under $300.
Jesus Christ.
That's nuts.
I will take some of the meat.
No, you won't, because I want it.
Hey. Those hot dogs were delicious.
They were.
I mean, my excuse was work and work.
I mean, and that's fine. Like, the thing that kind of got me was, like, I had so many people call or text or message me telling me that they'd show. And then most of them just didn't show, nor did they bother to tell me they weren't going to show.
There's a, I don't want to call it a rule.
I got a free drink out of it, though.
A bullshit law, I guess. Like a law of things. In social media, that, especially in event planning, that 25% of the attending and 5% of the maybes will, in fact, attend. And I'm afraid that's almost bleeding over into, like, actual verbal confirmation.
It's starting to.
Yeah. Yeah, which is not, I don't like that. Pretty soon you get RSVP to a wedding and then forget about it.
What happened? I don't know, I got sucked into Twitter.
Yeah, Netflix.
But no, like, the thing was...
Walking Dead was more important than your marriage.
I got 7 growlers of beer. So that was a lot of money.
Yeah.
That is a lot of money.
It was a lot of money.
It's a lot of beer.
It's a lot of beer. We still have one of the 32s left.
Nice.
Still have one. We have the two-hearted still. I bought tons of hamburgers. I bought like...
You are going to be fucking sick of hamburgers.
No, we froze it.
So, okay.
Like you're hamburgers,
for hamburgers in your freezer.
Hamburgers, sausages. I need to make the couple of things of jerk chicken I've got left. Like
you got jerk chicken?
Fuck yeah!
I love jerk chicken.
Jerk chicken's good.
I made chorizo queso dip.
Yo, and it was
baller. Oh man,
I and made it, baller. And people missed out on that. Which is why the rest of us destroyed it. We were just like, well, it's here. Nobody else is coming, so fuck it. We're just gonna slam it down.
I was like, I haven't shit since the party.
No, you did. Because Trisha made delicious, delicious guacamole.
Oh, yes. Nice.
Which is very good when you're eating lots and lots of things that make you constipated.
Cheese. I don't think you understand how much I love cheese.
Fiber cheese. You get the musket shits.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
You broke him.
Shit.
Colin just
wants
it.
I'll tell you what, you get them worse when you eat chili cheese dogs, though. That is the quintessential.
That is, yeah. Yeah. Oh, God. I miss Nate's place.
Bow!
Honey, don't come in here!
Are we going to talk about that thing?
What thing?
The thing you said?
Oh, yeah, we can.
It's up to you. I don't really care either.
Well, we have to now.
No, yeah. We don't.
See?
Blue balls?
Blue balls.
Just blue balling.
Yeah, just blue balling.
Because I'm blue.
So
blue balling. I just sang on the
internet. So a couple things that people should be aware of. This weekend, if you have not been invited to other engagements, what you should be doing is going out to Raleigh for the opening of the new Ultimate Comics.
In Raleigh.
Yeah. So if you've not been otherwise previously invited to other things, which is why, other engagements or an engagement party. Yeah. Which is why I prefaced it that way, because none of us can go to this. But anyway, you guys should definitely go out to that. It's going to be a real good time.
Hot dogs and punch and
lots of cool stuff.
And Brock.
And Brock and Bow. You're going to go see the Brock Lobster. The Brock Ness Monster.
Yeah, we need some bow puns.
Dr. Broctopus. Bowberry Biscuit.
That's the only one we need, I think.
Cheddar Bow.
Cheddar Bow.
Oh my God. Please, let's please call him Cheddar Bow.
Rocky Road and Cheddar Bow.
Rocky Road and Bowberry Biscuit.
Oh,
if you guys say something about my weight, yeah.
Yep, sure. I really don't think he'd give a shit anyway. So if you have time to make it out to that, I highly recommend you do so. That is this weekend. It's going to be August 1st out in Raleigh. I don't have the address off the top of my head, but you can look it up online. It'll
fucking
be there.
Google Ultimate Comics Raleigh.
Yeah, I know, right? Also, I believe there's another big event coming up soon. I just can't. Yeah, well, I'll get back to it if I can remember it. If not, post it on the website at some point pretty soon. Anybody else got anything else coming up other than my dad's birthday? No.
Going to Boston.
You're going to Boston.
Yeah. Is that why you're not going to be in town this weekend?
Yeah.
John went to Boston.
Went to Boston and then I'm going to New York City for a couple days.
No shit.
Yeah. I'm not going to be able to see a baseball game. All the fucking Red Sox games are out of town.
Yeah, they're on a road stand right now.
Which sucks. My mom gets free tickets.
What?
I really, really want to go to a game in Fenway Park.
Dude.
I hate the Red Sox.
John went to a game at Fenway Park 4 innings late, and they had to move seats like five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, tell me about that.
John.
Because rough stuff.
John is the only person I know that has gone to Boston, which is my favorite city in the country. And just not really had fun. And I was like, when he got home and he told me about what they had done and all the shit he had to go through, I was like, fuck that, dude. We're going back and we're going to have a good
time. I
want to
go so badly.
Are you going? We can take a road trip up there sometime.
Hell yeah.
My mom lives up there. We have places to stay.
Yeah. And we've got how many places to stay in New York?
This many.
Honestly, the thing I'm most excited about is getting to check out the music scene.
Boston's yeah. Always got something going on. Yeah.
Try to go to the Sam Adams Brewery.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Because they have a couple things that they only serve there.
Connecticut. Delaware.
Delaware.
Yeah. Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. Yeah.
You can't.
I used to camp there.
But there are things that they have on tap there that you can't get anywhere.
Their tasting room is supposed to be really
nice. Yeah, the Rebel IPA you can only get there.
No, it's in the store. Yeah, I saw it the other day.
Yeah, no,
there's an IPA they only serve there. I forget.
Yeah, the Rebel is their West Coast IPA. It's readily available.
It's probably honestly the beer that you can't get there is probably their test market.
I don't know. I know that there are a couple that like.
So John, probably was the Rebel IPA at one point in time.
Yeah.
Well, John said that like he saw some stuff out there. He was like, they just don't have. Like, they were like, this we don't serve anywhere else.
Yeah, they will or not. They'll either stop serving it there or start serving it everywhere.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what's cool. If you go to Chocolate World in Hershey, they do that with candy.
I heard about that.
I got nothing coming up. My girlfriend's birthday is on Sunday. Woo! It's actually on Monday, but we're celebrating on Sunday. So if you want to come by Hoots, never mind.
Yeah. Full stop. I don't really have
I'm not inviting the internet to my girlfriend's birthday party.
They already know. It's too late.
Yeah. I didn't say what time.
Yeah, I'm sure they could just show
up. Sometime before last call.
Yeah, we'll see.
Who's your internet? Who's?
Damn it. Town. Picks of the week? What are we doing picks? Because you gotta head out soon.
Yeah, I gotta leave in like 10
picking
minutes.
Stuff.
Sure. I got a pick.
Yeah. Do you?
Yeah, The Guest on Netflix. It's a fantastic...
I saw that you posted it.
Yeah, it's really... It's so interesting. It's kind of like... Imagine those, like, There's a Stranger in My Home movies from, like, the TV movies from the 90s, and just ratcheted it up to about 11.
Yeah.
It's so good. The soundtrack is phenomenal. It's the same director that did Your Next, which was a very surprising...
Oh, what?
Yeah,
okay,
it was a very surprisingly well-done
Your Next
home
is,
invasion film.
In my opinion, the first horror movie of a new era.
Yeah, it was fantastic. And the similar...
There was one jump scare in it. The jump scare in it was fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
There were lots of twists and turns, some of which were very predictable, and some of which...
Were not.
And a lot of them were, like, the double twist. Like, of, like, setting you up to think one thing because they're very obviously hinting at another thing, only to do the thing that they told you they were going to do in the first place.
Right. Yeah.
And doing it in a way that plays...
And it's super awesome. It's really synthy, John Carpenter-ish soundtrack. Like, The Guest is awesome.
I need to check that out.
It's a good way to spend an hour and 38 minutes.
I did not realize that was the same dude.
Yeah.
I don't do horror films very much.
You need to watch Your Next. And I'm guessing you probably also need to watch The Guest. You definitely need to watch Your Next.
She'll watch it.
It's a good film, outside of being a horror movie.
Well, I have a pick.
Your mom.
No, I've been reading my pull list that I got like a month and a half ago. I got like 30 comics.
Reading my pull list I got 4 years ago.
That was my girlfriend. and
first appearance. You're on the internet
forever.
This episode will be worth money someday.
So I was coming through my pull list, and I think I mentioned this before, but there is one writer that is more prevalent in my pull list than any other writer, and that's Cullen Bunn.
Whom you got to meet.
Who I got to meet at Heroes.
Because remember, we had no idea who we were
talking to.
And then I saw the Magneto cover on his thing, and I was like, hey, man.
Yeah.
I thought it was Alex.
Yeah. And when Colin came over, he was like, hey, man, Cullen Bunn's here. And I was like, whoo!
He was also in the horror panel that
right,
day.
Which is why we went to go check it out.
Yeah.
I did not know that, that he was even there. Because I didn't figure, because he does villain comics mostly.
Yeah. It's also hilarious because you had absolutely no interest in going to that panel.
I had zero interest
in
the
panel. And he was on, and so you didn't.
Nobody said Colin fucking Bunn. Like,
I didn't know.
And he didn't speak at all about Magneto. Like,
I mean,
he spoke about Magneto, but in juxtaposition to his horror work.
Okay.
But if he's a writer you like, it's interesting to hear him talk about writing.
I didn't. If I had known.
No, I know. I understand.
But he's. I know. Right now, he works on at least Sinestro Lobo and Magneto. I think one or two other things as well. I can't remember what all in my pull list. I know those things.
It's a pretty stellar lineup.
Yeah. It's a really good. Oh my god, dude! I'm so excited because DC's about to do a whole new release of shit too, because their universe is ending and Marvel universe is ending all at the same time, and they're all doing reboots with all new shit, and I'm really excited. But anyway, I'm very excited.
It actually makes sense that he read Sinestro and Lobo with the direction he's taking the Magneto series.
Yeah, and also the reason that I brought that up is because my pick is his independent book called The Sixth Gun. Okay. The Sixth Gun is really fucking cool. It's an Old West, like, magic shootout. It's nice. Fucking awesome. It's so cool. It's, like, about these cursed fucking guns in the Old West and about how they've, like, existed as other weapons throughout the ages. Like, they were, like, the Crusader swords, and then at one point in time they were, like, Neanderthal clubs. When I say that, I imagine a bunch of, like, fucking forehead brow dudes, like, in a club, just fucking...
Oh, just getting there. Oh, shut up.
All right, but my pick is The Sixth Gun.
So, my pick is that bumper sticker right there.
Which one? Is it Fair Tax?
No.
Crackers for Kane? As in Herman Kane?
Oh, God. No, it's not. That's not, but isn't that the most beautiful eternal phrase, and also the most, like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Christ almighty.
No, I'm gonna put my tail between my legs. I just started watching Dexter, and god damn it, it's good.
Just stop. It is! Just stop after season 4.
Get through season 4, and then be like, this is the end of the series.
It's the end of the series.
I just didn't want the it to end. Be good.
Why didn't you want it to be good?
It's not that I didn't want it to be good. I wanted it to be good, obviously. And I started watching it. I knew I was going to like it because it's the Wire syndrome.
It's right? Also
it's the Breaking Bad. It's not as good as Dexter. Of course, it's not right because nothing's as good as The Wire. It's just that show that people found out about and loved more than you, so you decided not to watch it. It's Doctor Who. Yeah. But goddamn, it's fucking
it's,
good.
Like we
so,
said, stop after season 4.
It's Michael C. Hall.
So if you've been too up your own ass to enjoy good things because other people could like them before you did, fucking watch it. It's good.
And then stop after season 4.
Also, Dexter is psych.
I know what you're saying, and I totally disagree, but that's fine.
How do you disagree?
BoJack Horseman's pretty good, too.
Oh my god, BoJack
that's
Horseman's
why.
Amazing. No, how do you disagree? I want to hear this. Quick.
We don't have time.
Lightning round. One minute. Why do you disagree?
I disagree because it's not Monster of the Week like it is with Psych.
It absolutely is Monster of the Week.
It's Monster of the Season.
There's a different fucking...
It's Monster of the Season.
No, fucking... Okay, so what, dude? Yes, there is an over arc throughout the season, but each episode has a different fucking killer that he has to kill or a different fucking case they have to solve.
In season
it's still Monster.
One and a lot of two.
But dude, it stops me in that. And also, actually, in season 2, it stops that.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. But also, I thought it was interesting. They both ran for 8 seasons, and Psych started the season after Dexter started. Yeah. But they're both like dude who has crazy weird abilities taught to him by his father that somehow benefit him in a way of solving crimes or somehow coming to the conclusion of a crime outside of the police department
this is still,
that he works for.
This is still not as good or as funny as every time Psych mentions The Mentalist.
Why would you even mention that?
No, I know. It's pretty. Okay, this has been Neighbor Active Podcast. Let's not get Alex fired. I'm Chris Nielsen.
I'm Colin Norris.
I'm Alexander Fulmer, and with us is...
Trisha.
My girlfriend!
She's real! Sell this episode in 20 years.
You guys have a good one. Colin?
Go out and touch the butts.
Same bad time, same bad channel. Why do we not say that anymore?
I don't know.
I used it.
Butts. Touch them.
Butts.
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 Touch them. What? Now.